The Hill star Spencer Pratt announces run for LA mayor over Palisades fire. "We are going to expose the system." By Paul Bois on January 7, 2026. Spencer Pratt, most known for his starring turn on the hit reality TV show The Hills, announced his run for mayor of Los Angeles 1 year after the Palisades fire destroyed his home along with many others. Pratt delivered his announcement while speaking at the They Let Us Burn rally on Wednesday to commemorate the fire's one-year anniversary. "Business as usual is a death sentence for Los Angeles, and I'm done waiting for someone to take real action. That's why I am running for mayor," he said. "But let me be clear, this just isn't a campaign. This is a mission, and we are going to expose the system. We are going into every dark corner of LA politics and disinfecting the city with our light. LA is going to be camera-ready again," he said. Referencing the lack of water present for firefighters on that fateful day, Pratt said, "I got more water coming out of my eyes than DWP had in both of our reservoirs." A campaign strategist for Mayor Karen Bass, who will be running for re-election, accused Pratt of running for mayor to boost his book sales. "It's no shock that in advance of his imminent book release, a reality TV villain who once staged a fake divorce to boost ratings and spent the last summer spewing post-fire misinformation and disinformation to pump up his social media following, would now announce he's running for mayor," campaign strategist Douglas Herman said. Pratt became a prominent activist in the wake of the Palisades fire and regularly criticized city government for failing to provide adequate rescue services during the devastating fire that killed 12 people and destroyed 7,000 structures, causing an estimated $18 to $20 billion in damages. 1 year later, the Palisades fire and the Eaton fire are the most destructive wildfires in Los Angeles history. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.